You're listening to the Best in Wealth podcast, episode number 11. This is the Best in Wealth podcast, a show for successful family stewards who want real answers about wealth and investing so they can feel secure about their family's future. At the Best in Wealth podcast, we think differently about wealth and investing, and we think you should too. Hey, what's happening, everybody? My name is Scott Wellens. I am your host of the Best in Wealth podcast, a show dedicated to helping real people build real wealth so together we can take family stewardship to the next level. I am a certified financial planner, an educator, and a wealth advisor. And again, it is Friday morning and I am recording this show, so I am fired up because I'm always fired up on Friday. But I realize you may not be listening to the show today. You may not be listening to the show until tomorrow or Sunday, Monday morning, or maybe weeks or months from now, because that's the way podcasting works. But I think the key is that we need to try our best to get fired up every day, and how difficult that is, but how great would that be? You know, a successful stockbroker just bought a brand new Porsche, and he was anxious to show it off to his colleagues. So he drove it to work and parked it on the street right in front of the office building. And before he even had a chance to shut the door, a truck came too close to his car. It took the door right off, along with some other damage. The stockbroker immediately called 911, and within minutes, a police officer showed up. Before the police officer had a chance to ask a single question, the stockbroker just started ranting and screaming. He had just picked up his brand new Porsche that morning. When the stockbroker finally settled down just a little bit, the police officer was found with his hands on his hips, looking down a little bit, just shaking his head. And he said, "You stockbrokers are so materialistic. All you care about is possessions. You don't even understand what's going on around you." The stockbroker was mad at that comment. And he said, "What are you talking about?" And the police officer said, "All you care about are your possessions. You don't even realize that the truck hit you too. Your arm is missing. From the elbow down." The stockbroker turned a little white and he looked down where his arm was supposed to be missing and he screamed, "My gosh, where's my Rolex?" I know. Maybe you laughed at this joke. Maybe you didn't. This is a joke that I used on my retirement class as an opener this past week, and I wasn't sure the reaction that I was going to get. And I ended up having a nice laugh from that joke. But when in the middle of telling it, people were just kind of looking at me thinking, "What is this guy doing? What kind of a course is he teaching?" But they ended up having a good laugh. The only thing I was afraid of is if there was stockbrokers that actually enrolled in the class. Sometimes they do that just to see what it's like and to see if maybe they want to start offering classes of some sort. So I had to mention that if there was any stockbrokers in the room, that they would find plenty of opportunity to make fun of me along the way, since I was going to be teaching that course for 3 hours that night. And if you don't know, I am not a stockbroker. I'm what's called an investment advisor representative. And the company that I own, Fortress Planning Group, is a registered investment advisor. We are not brokers. We are fiduciaries, which is just a fancy way of saying that we are required to act in our clients' best interest. So, hey, I hope you enjoyed that joke. And if you didn't, again, you'll find plenty of things to make fun of me of along this podcast and find a good laugh. Because as my wife says, I always seem to say stupid things right at the time when I shouldn't. Today's topic, though, is going to be 7 common money traps even smart people make That's going to be our topic of the day. But before I get there, and while I'm still on the subject of my wife, I showed her the other day the new Best in Wealth podcast site, and she looked like she was interested, but had this puzzled look on her face. And I said, "Baby, what's up? This is my podcast site. This is bestinwealth.com." She said, "It all looks really good. The only thing that I don't like is the logo. I think the logo's cheesy and dumb." And of course, I got a little bit defensive because I'm really good at getting defensive. And I said, "Baby, why didn't you help me or ever tell me that this was a stupid, cheesy logo?" And she said she didn't want to hurt my feelings. But I said, "If you would have told me then maybe I wouldn't have used it as a logo." And, you know, she just said, "You know, it's fine," and this and that. So I'm asking you today, if you're a listener of the podcast, it would be super, super cool if you could send me an email, scott@bestinwealth.com, and just comment and let me know if you think the logo's a good logo or if you think it's cheesy and stupid. And trust me, I will not judge you if you don't like the logo. I need to know if I need to switch it because it doesn't really fit my brand at all. It looks like I am some sort of a potential stockbroker or something like that. But I potentially want to keep it, but I don't know now. My wife has me second guessing, but then again, she's got me second guessing on a lot of things. So anyway, send me an email, scott@bestinwealth.com. Let me know what you think of the logo, and maybe I will put that on the list of things to do and make a change in that, because it won't be that difficult. And let's get to the topic of the day. All right, the topic of the day is 7 common money traps even smart people fall into. And I was motivated to do today's podcast by an article that I read in Forbes magazine by Nancy Anderson, titled 7 Common Money Traps People Fall Into. So I'll put a link on the show notes to give Nancy credit for where I got this idea. And actually, I got the article, though, from an app called Flipboard. If you don't know what Flipboard is, Flipboard is an app that you can download on your phone or your tablet, and you can look up different magazines that interest you. For example, if you're into cooking, you can put cooking in it as a topic, and it'll show you all these different types of magazines. But how these magazines exist is that people start their own magazine, and they just flip articles related to that topic into the magazine. So naturally, I'm interested in wealth and wealth building and family stewardship. So those are the kinds of topics that I'm interested in. So the types of magazines that I myself subscribe to, and then I can look at all the different articles that got flipped into those magazines. So I even have a Fortress Planning Group magazine that I don't even think is public right now. But when I see articles from all of these other different magazines that I read, and something that I want to go back later, I just flip it into my personal Fortress Planning Group magazine. And I advise you, if you like reading articles and so forth, it is a great thing to do. Just like podcasting, a lot of you probably found Best in Wealth podcast because you put in wealth or retirement or building wealth or investing or something as a keyword in iTunes or in Google, and somehow you found me. The same thing you can do with Flipboard. So I advise you to do it if you like to read articles. So back to this topic that I got from Forbes magazine, the 7 common money traps even smart people fall into. You know, first, I am not a gambler. I used to go to Vegas once a year, at least, for business. For the first few years, man, Vegas was so cool to me, and I loved going, and I loved, you know, the good food and all the atmosphere that was going on. And I used to bring a few $100 to gamble with. But I found myself being a very impatient gambler and losing on several occasions that I finally put my hands up and said, "You know what, Vegas, you win," and I don't really gamble money anymore. You know, once in a while, but not a lot, you know, but I'm not calling that a trap for smart people, like a money trap, because if you're smart with your money and you bring X amount of dollars to Vegas that you plan on losing anyway, man, have a good time. It is entertainment. And when you win, that's just a bonus. But let me go on to the 7 common money traps that smart people fall into. Number one is buying things on sale. Most people think that this is an anti-money trap, but really, you need to stop and look and ask yourself a question. When you walk into the department store or the electronics store and you see a 30% off or a 50% off sales sticker, you need to ask yourself, hey, if this wasn't on sale, would I buy it? Shopping for bargains is good. I love buying food when it's on sale. When I walk by the Tombstone Pizza and it's on sale, it's $3 and the regular price is $5. And I was planning on buying the pizza anyway. What a great deal. But when I walk by a new mixer or something for my podcast, it just looks really cool and has some nice bright flashy red and green buttons, I need to ask myself, do I really need to buy this or do I just want it? And is the sales sticker kind of making me buy this product? The question you need to ask is, would I buy it anyway? Because for the most part, there's a sale going on everywhere. So if you don't really need it, let's not buy it yet. If you do need it, great. If you don't buy it. Number two, money trap, even smart people fall into, is buying stupid things. What the heck is a stupid thing? I'll tell you one for me. I bought a little water fountain when I got my first apartment, and I bought it, I can't remember where, one of those stores that just has a bunch of trinkets and stuff, the stores that my wife loves walking into and I hate walking into. But I went in by myself when I was single. I thought this water fountain would be a great thing. It was like $150, had some rocks, you plugged it in, a little water fountain and things like that. I can tell you that I probably had that water fountain up for about 6 or 8 months, and it just didn't fit for my apartment or anything. And that is one of the stupid things. How many things have you bought that now just kind of stand or maybe are up in your attic that end up going to charity or something like that? Maybe a hammock that you thought, man, I'm going to put this hammock up and I'm going to take a nap every day. And now you look out at the hammock and it's just rotting away. Don't buy stupid things. Number three money trap that even smart people fall into is throwing money at problems you can't solve with money. What do I mean by that? Let's say you look at your face and you wish your face looked a little bit better. So you buy this cream, this really expensive cream that may or may not work. I mean, we all know that it's been proven that when we drink a whole bunch of water, it improves our skin. Exercise improves our skin. Good eating habits improve our skin. The cream, it might improve your skin, but it might not improve your skin. It might just be a gimmick. Don't throw money at problems you can't solve with money. And maybe that problem you can solve without spending any money at all. Number four money trap even smart people fall into is not spending money when you have an opportunity. So one cornerstone that I talk about sometimes are experiences. Those are the things that we think about when we're in our older years. Those are the things we bring with us forever. Those experiences we've had with our significant other, with our kids, with our family, the family vacation, the trip away with you and your spouse. Those our experiences, those we take pictures and video, and we have a picture in our mind, and we carry that stuff to our grave. That water fountain that I bought, I'm not carrying to my grave. I have no idea where it is, probably in a landfill somewhere. That's probably where it is. But experiences, man, those are precious. And when you don't spend money when you have an opportunity on a great experience, that could cost you dearly in the end. Now, it just reminds me of something. That doesn't mean that you put an expensive vacation on a credit card or something like that. But if you have the money and you don't need the money specifically for something else, man, think about building abundance in your cornerstone, the experience cornerstone. All right, number five, money trap that even smart people fall into, and I know I fall into this, is not maximizing points and rewards. So I'm in a habit right now of everything that I purchase on my check card. And my checking card, my checking account credit card, in the past had points attached to it. And there might even be some system. I know that it changed some years ago, and now I don't even know how to collect my points, or there aren't points at all. But one thing I always knew was that it wasn't the best rewards program. It was just a convenient thing for me to use my check card with my whole budgeting. Now, I have a brother who is amazing at maximizing points and rewards. So now when I have a need, I go to him first and say, listen, I need to purchase this or that, or I really am thinking about getting a new credit card because of business or this and that. What card has the best points and rewards attached? And guess what? He can tell me, because he's passionate about maximizing his points and rewards. I am not. He's a great source for me to go to, and I need to do a better job, because what is better than getting free stuff by buying things you are already gonna buy? But keep in mind, you should not go get a credit card if you're not a responsible person with your monthly cash flow, meaning you better be paying off that credit card every single month, or that interest will for sure outweigh any points or rewards that you would have received. I know that there, and I'll try and put in the show links, a link to a good website that lists the good credit cards and different things where you can maximize your points and rewards. I guess I could even give you my brother's phone number, but I don't know if he would appreciate that. We'll see about that one. So anyway, not maximizing points and rewards is a money trap. Let's go on to number six. Money trap even smart people make is not setting up automatic savings outside of your 401k. The 401k plan is awesome. You can set up automatic deductions from your paycheck. So if you work for a company that has a 401k plan, I am not saying don't contribute. By all means, contribute, especially up to your match. Now, if it's a bad 401k system, and a bad 401k plan is one that has really expensive administrative costs and really expensive expense ratios within the mutual funds that are offered, or a bad plan has very limited mutual fund offering. So if you're in a bad plan, you should still invest up to the match. But after the match, if there's money left you still want to invest in, you should be opening up an IRA where you can really limit your expenses, because the expenses, the administrative expenses and record keeping costs go way down compared to a 401k plan. And your investment opportunity, the different investments that you can now invest in an IRA, the whole world is open to you, with limits, of course, but you're not just in a 401k plan where you have maybe 20 investment options. In an IRA, you have literally thousands and thousands of investment options. And the key is to find the mutual fund or investment that is best for you. Other people don't even have the benefit of a company plan. So setting up automatic withdrawals on your IRA is very, very important, because when you don't, You always tell yourself, well, I'll make a contribution every month, or I'll make my contribution once a year. But if you're not disciplined, a lot of times you don't end up making that contribution. When you set up automatic contributions that come out of your check the day after you get paid, well, then you don't even think about it. And then it just happens. And you look years and years later, and that IRA balance has just ballooned because of all of these contributions you have made and the investment product that you are in appreciating. So make sure that you set your IRA on automatic withdrawals from your checking account. Okay, number 7, money trap even smart people make is not spending enough. What do I mean by that? That means some people, and I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably very prudent with your money. You're probably a tightwad with your money. People call me that all the time, and I just have to accept it. They think that I don't have any fun at all, that all I do is save my money. And what am I going to do if I die early? Well, I don't even think about that stuff because I know that I'm being smart and I know I have fun. So that stuff is just an excuse for people who aren't saving enough. But some people who end up saving a good portion of their income end up in retirement and they still can't let go of their dollars. Let's think about this for a second. There's only 3 things you can do with money. There's only 3. You can spend it, you can save it, or you can give it away. That's it. Nothing else. So people who have these huge balloon retirement saving, I'm telling you right now, build abundance in cornerstones other than just giving all of it away. Is giving money away a great thing to do? Absolutely. Your legacy has to do with a lot of different things, but one of them is the money and possessions you leave behind to your loved ones or to your favorite cause. That is admirable. But at the same time, make sure you build abundance in other cornerstones while you're still alive. Invest in your family while you're still alive. Invest in your giving while you're still alive. Give it away because that feeling feels unbelievable. We talked about that last week. Build abundance in other cornerstones, your experiences that you have. Take a trip around the world. There's still plenty of money to leave to your loved ones, but experience and build up your cornerstones today. So my question to you is, are you falling into some of these money traps? Because I know if you're listening to this podcast, you are a smart person. There's no question about that. What one money trap stuck out to you the most? And what are you going to do about that? That's the main question. That's the motivation part. What are you going to do to make better, smarter financial decisions moving forward? That's my question. And don't forget, I want an email from you, scott@bestinwealth.com. Let me know what you think about that logo. Is it stupid or is it cool or is it somewhere in between? Hey, you guys, thank you so, so much for listening. I appreciate you all very much. And until next week, I'll see you around on the flip side. The Best in Wealth podcast is hosted by Scott Wellens. Scott Wellens is the principal at Fortress Planning Group. Fortress Planning Group is a registered investment advisory firm regulated by the Securities Act of Wisconsin in accordance and compliance with securities laws and regulations. Fortress Planning Group does not render or offer to render personalized investment or tax advice through the Best in Wealth podcast. Information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial, tax, investment, or legal advice.